How would you describe Sapelo?
I would describe Sapelo. It's unique.
Peaceful. Quiet. Everybody knows everybody. So, I think it's great.
It's a place where you get away from the outside world. I got to come to Sapelo and I got to survive. If I don't have it, I got to find a way to get it to make it work.
You could go out, you could garden, you could fish. It's just a survival here on this island.
What is it that brings you towards the island? Is the animals itself, is the
food. The food, yeah.
I love the island. I love people.
Now the people are loving, caring, and don't mind sharing. You can go to anyone's house if you don't have an egg and borrow an egg. And no one has something to say like if versus is on the mainland.
Just knowing that you're always welcome no matter where you're at on the island. And that the people that you're with are caring for you.
Because it's something, my theory in life is you taking nothing, making something out of it.
Yeah. If something is wrong, they try to help you as much as possible.
What we made, bones, cabbage for vitamin C, and a bunch of other we put it to good use. Like I say, we sacrifice a lot too, you know. But we was people that took nothing and made something out of it.
I think as far as the kids, it's a different breed. And they're outside kids. They're growing up as kids over here. They don't mind getting dirty. And being a kid, growing up as a kid, they don't mind
that. That's the thing. It's the activities. Just like yesterday, we were working. For our lunch break, we went to go fishing. Well, it just so happened you had Kerrigan throwing his cast around the creek. You had Franny with Aiden out in the creek crabbing with the chicken on the string. I mean, that was the... You don't see that anywhere else. You really don't see that at all, especially a two-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Right along with this mama crab, I mean, rarely see something like that.
The important parts of Sapelo's culture are not so much things you look at, but things you do.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to say I do it all. I mean, I hunt, I fish, I go crabbing, and everybody be like, what is there to do over there? It's a lot to do there because when you step off the boat, all you see is pretty much... You don't really see much of nothing, no people or whatever. And I mean, it's not nothing to do over here. It's a lot to do, but you gotta be in to do it. And if you're not that type of person that's outside or adventurous, then I mean, no, Sapelo is not for you. But if you enjoy doing things like that, then yeah.
Yeah,
and that's the best part of the island itself. You get to teach your child what you were taught by your parents and what your parents were taught by their parents or something like that.
I mean, that's our way of making, our way of living. Now, if you give them something to climb on and something to swing off of, I mean, they love it. They enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. It's just the simple stuff. So that's the thing with the kids over here. They're so rough and rugged. They're not used to, like... Yeah, well, you're right about that. They come from a whole another breed. Mm-hmm. They do their own stuff.
Pretty much, they just want to follow behind their parents. Mm-hmm. Just whatever they do.
But see, I like with kids that you have, I mean, like, mm-hmm. other people have, that's already young. You ain't got to worry about kidnapping. I mean, everybody know everybody. So, I mean, when your kids, like JJ and Marcus, and when they normally ride their bike or disappear from out the yard without granddaddy knowing or grandma, they automatically know what number to call. Train their kids down here. Yes, sir. Send they behind right back home because they ain't have to come out the yard. So, I mean, it's like everybody know everybody to the point that you know where your kids are going at. I mean, if they on a bicycle, Malcolm and Aisha, they'll go down there. Or they'll go to the library. But you know they ain't going far. That's what I like about it. That you ain't got to worry about kidnapping. Like, ain't outside right now. I'm not worrying. I'm just worried about snakes or whatever. But other than that, I mean, he's fine out there playing in the dirt for all I give two craps about. But that's one thing that I like about just being on Sapelo, period.
Sapelo, it's a great place to live. But it does have lots of mosquitoes and gnats, which I'm being eaten by right now.
Joy, living here on the island, it has its moments sometimes, you know. You want to get off and, you know, just go and enjoy yourself.
But, I mean, this is always, to me, this will always be home for me.